people showed up. I don't know if you want to.
Thank you.
Department Del Dot.
Thank you, Mr. President. Next item is the administrator's report, excuse me, for November 12th, 2013. Item number one, the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities for Sussex County will meet November 18th at 10 a.m. at Heritage at Milford Senior Living, 500 South DuPont Boulevard in Milford. A copy of the agenda is attached. Lisa Bond, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of Services for Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, and Kate Macklin, Alzheimer's Association, will be speaking on the Delaware State Plan on Alzheimer's. Item number two, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Senator Phase 1C received substantial completion effective November 6, 2013. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
I have a question about that group that meets.
Mrs. Jennings, Mrs. Deaver.
You know, I know you're well aware that there is an overall problem with public transportation for some folks who cannot drive anymore. And I'm just wondering how these groups all coexist or meet together. Is there a coordination plan that the county, I know we're not responsible for funding, but I'm just saying coordination would be to our benefit to see what's available. Because, you know, the paratransit the service is being cut way back. People don't have service to their homes anymore. That's what's proposed. And so it's very important. And it looks like a number of groups are working on it. But is there any central organization, or is the state organizing that, or do you know? Can you help me out?
I'm not aware of any centralized coordination of that topic. Certainly, I've been involved with some of the discussions, but only interested groups making me aware of the question of senior transportation.
Mm-hmm.
The county has not played a role in coordination up to this point.
Right, okay. But they do come and talk to us and tell us that they're having this problem. So, okay.
Thank you, Mr. Lawson. Mrs. Jennings.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. Dominic DeRamo, Director of Fixed Income with Wilmington Trust, is here to discuss our investment portfolio. The information was provided in your packet. Our investment account was opened a year ago. The portfolio is constructed foremost around safety of principal. The year-to-date return is 0.773%, which equates to $813,000 annually. If these funds were maintained in our operating money market account, the county would have realized $183,000. This change in our investment policy has been a success. We are seeing a positive return on our funds while continuing to keep our assets secure. I would now like to turn it over to Mr. DeRamano.
Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time today. I'll spend a little time discussing the economy. We'll go into the portfolio, and as we go along, I welcome any questions you have. The information is within your packet, as Mrs. Jennings mentioned. And I'll step back from the quarter in of itself and select May 22nd as a key date. And that was when Chairman Bernanke of the Federal Reserve began to discuss the tapering of QE3. And QE is the quantitative easing that has been implemented, and this is actually the third round. The Federal Reserve is buying $85 billion a month in the open market, and that is a mix of treasuries and mortgage-backed securities. The exact amounts are $45 billion in treasuries and $40 billion in mortgage-backed securities. And the purpose of this is to flatten the long end of the yield curve and to compress spreads for the mortgage market and further stimulate the economy. So through this, the Federal Reserve is providing a very accommodative stance, along with keeping short rates at 0 to 25 basis points. On May 22nd, Chairman Bernanke introduced the concept of tapering, or began the discussion of tapering. That was followed by the two-day FOMC meeting in June with his press conference that introduced the timeline of tapering, in the essence that the Federal Reserve would be out 1 year forward from quantitative easing number three. That was not well received. And what we can see here, if we turn to page two, is that the yield curve steepened a bit, and it steepened on the longer end. And we experienced a significant amount of volatility during that period of time. The Federal Reserve, as we walked through that period, economically speaking, the statistics that were released were no stronger or no weaker than they had been in the previous months. At the September FOMC meeting, the Federal Reserve surprised market participants, but not by not tapering. and that was well received by the market, specifically in risk assets, assets that are not included within our portfolio, but nonetheless, the equity market and other risk assets have performed quite well along the lines of QE3. Turning over to page four, we get a picture of the volatility that we've incurred over this period of time. You go back to the April-May period, the 10-year Treasury note traded in a yield of 160. Intra-period here, we hit an intraday high of 3%. That's a 140 basis point move on the 10-year part of the curve. It is not an area that we are invested in, but it gives you a picture of how much has been put forth through QE3, what the expectations have been, and a bit of surprise that the tapering discussion that ultimately led to. The Federal Reserve decided not to taper in terms of their September meeting, and as we look forward, the coming meetings are December, January, March, then April. And I'll walk through those meetings fairly quickly. The December meeting, right in the middle of the holiday session, Chairman Bernanke has said that all decisions will be data dependent, and currently economic data is essentially where we've been. You move towards January, it's the 28th and 29th. That will become his last meeting. And then ideally Janet Yellen, who has been nominated, will assume the reins of the Federal Reserve. Her meeting then, her first meeting, will be, as chairperson, will be in March. And the likelihood of implementing QE tapering in March in your first meeting, low probability, which then lends us into April. In essence, as Chairman Bernanke had described that we would be out 1 year forward, it could very well be the case that 1 year forward, we may not even have begun the tapering process.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what that means, tapering.
The tapering is an essence of their current purchase of $85 billion a month,
right,
would be decreased as was described towards, you know, at a gradual pace towards a zero level.
Exactly, I understand that. Thank you.
And the Federal Reserve has worked hard to explain that tapering does not mean tightening. It just means less accommodation. So as you look at the very short end of the yield curve, and this is quite important, the target levels of 0 to 25 basis points are a target level that they wish to maintain until the economy is really on a self-sustaining path. And at this point, it is hard to argue that the economy is at that level, given that inflation levels are below target of 2%, and unemployment levels are higher than where they would like them to be.
Where would they like them to be?
The current advertised target level, 6.5, is what they're targeting for. There have been discussions and papers presented to the Federal Reserve that that number may be actually less. So the need for the Federal Reserve to maintain an accommodative stance is very high.
Bernanke said that he would not begin tapering until we were at the 6.5% unemployment. Now, that was a while back, but has that changed?
It's a moving target, and that is what surprised market participants in the May-June time period.
What are we at right now?
We're at 7.3.
And what are we at inflation-wise?
Inflation, depending on whether it's CPI, PPI, or PC, which is the personal consumption expenditure, and that is the favored inflation level, let's say on average we're at 1.5 to 1.7. So numbers that are below target at the inflation level and above target in terms of unemployment.
Help me understand how long they've been buying, the Fed has been buying.
QE actually began in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
QE1, QE2 had a finite time period.
Mm-hmm.
QE3, the differential there has been, it's been broader, and the time frame is open-ended.
Okay.
You keep mentioning 7-point-some percentage. How much return do we have after we pay our fees?
So if we then turn to the portfolio, if there aren't any other questions with respect to the economy, the portfolio itself
is
78 basis points.
Mr. Wilson has a question.
And the net return would be 59 basis points.
Be how much?
59.
So what percentage would that be?
It's 20 basis points is the fee.
Not quite.
I didn't quite get the number. I don't understand.
So it's 0.78 is the return.
Yeah, I got that part.
The fee is 0.20.
0.20, okay.
The net return is 0.58.
So we're down about 5%.
No, not 5%. 0.5.
0.5, correct.
Yeah, 0.5.
0.6.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
if we've been invested in our regular investments.
Their regular investments like show 0.15.
0.15.
Mm-hmm. 0.15.
Yeah, so we're like 0.4.
Conservative.
Better off this way than we were without doing this.
I'm not saying we're not better off. I'm just saying that's a different, I guess how you run the numbers.
Our equities, are they in this at all?
No, this is all fixed income.
Yeah, so this is for the portfolio itself, to remind the members, it's fixed income only, treasuries and agencies only. It's a laddered approach where we are maintaining the principal preservation, providing the liquidity, and yield then is an outcome of those two constraints.
What percentage of our total is the fixed-based? Are we at 50-50 now? Or?
This whole portfolio, I don't know, this is all fixed income, this whole.
Right.
Okay.
Versus the equities we have.
We have no equities. So that's all in pension. However. No equities
only on pension.
In here.
Okay.
So as we look forward, I would say that the current situation that we're in, it's a high probability that we'll remain in this situation. The Federal Reserve has been very clear that the short rates will remain 0 to 25 basis point into 2015. And as that environment remains, I foresee our portfolio continue to provide these same levels that have been very beneficial to the county.
Any questions of anybody in council? Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Very informative.
Good news there.
Newly appointed Mr. Godwin, wastewater agreement.